This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. We have Kansas listeners, Todd. Just found that out firsthand because we were having this whole debate over the NDSU coach, Chris Kleiman, getting the job at Kansas State. And, you know, some of the Kansas State fans were sort of saying, North Dakota, what is it, Hickville? What is it? Yeah. First of all, North Dakota, second highest Trump vote in the country. It tells you a little bit about the smarts of North Dakota. Rest of these blue staters are picking, Hillary Clinton, for crying out loud. But I didn't mean to trash talk too bad. I just thought, you know, you shouldn't get too full of yourself when you're from Kansas.
That's all I'm saying.
You know, that's all I'm saying. So anyway, they're listening because now they're trash talking me. So it's an official online fight, and I'm up for it. We're at PetroServe USA today in beautiful Valley City, North Dakota, with Matt, the Pizza Corner pizza guy. He's handing out free samples, coupons for a buck off, so two pizzas for $9. And, of course, Valley City is the home of Pizza Corner pizza. So that's why we're here today at PetroServe USA, exit 292 on I-94. With What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number if you'd like to talk to our next guest, the author of another great book. Many, many, many great books, but this one is another doozy, Killing the SS, the one and only Bill O'Reilly. Bill, how are you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me in.
Nice to have you back. Love getting your take on the news of the day. I have to tell you, for the first time, I found myself a little nervous about the apparel that Donald Trump may be in from this witch hunt. Before, I thought it really was, you know, obvious, so obvious this has been set up from the beginning, and a lot of this would just fall apart, and they try to make it political, and impeachment, it would go away. But I don't know. Has your thought on this changed at all as we get to the 11th hour when Robert Mueller tells us what he has?
No, but it's not going to go away. The shift is now away from Russia into campaign finance violations, the same kind of thing that Edwards faced in North Carolina that he was acquitted of, and then they didn't prosecute him further on the mistrial of the other charges. So, not going to go away. It's all about 2020. I don't know what Mueller will say. He's got to save his butt, Mueller. So it's got to be negative. It can't be like, well, the president has been accused unjustly. He really didn't do anything. You're not going to get that, even if it's true. You'll get, well, he surrounded himself with bad people, blah, 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 blah. So I expect turbulence for the next 2 years, and then Americans will vote again.
So turbulence in the form of just trying to, just more of the same, basically, weaken them and do what they're doing, but not anything that ultimately has him, in any sort of, I've got to face this charge or that charge or anything like that. It's more of the same, basically, is what you're saying then.
Yeah, but the other element involved, I just finished writing my message of the day for BillO'Reilly.com, is that James Comey's testimony on Friday was really damaging to the rule of law in America. You know, former FBI chief going into sworn testimony in front of his House committee saying, I don't remember 200 times. That's troubling. And I think that the Inspector General of the Justice Department has not released his report on the Russian collusion FBI situation. And that report could very much help Donald Trump. Everybody's forgotten about that because the bureaucracy takes so long. But that's got to come out. Michael Horowitz's report about how the FBI really booted the entire Russian collusion investigation was invested in removing Donald Trump from office. And Comey is clearly invested in that. He's clearly a corrupt public official. There's no doubt about it. And Democrats know that. You can't defend Comey anymore. You didn't see anybody defending him. All right, so that will be a place where the president can go and say, look, they're trying to get me on some beef that was a civil deal that I just wanted these women away from me. and it's bull, and everybody knows it's bull. But look at this. This is a Federal Bureau of Investigation that wanted to remove a sitting president of the United States. That dwarfs what Trump is going to face. And that's where the battle is going to be fought going forward.
Do you think the whole TikTok of how the dossier was funded and how that was presented to the FISA court and all the things that began even before Donald Trump was president to try and cook up dirt against him and their insurance policy or whatever you call it, all the things we know from the texts that were going on and that, you know, as you say, arena of the supposed rule of law, do you think any of that ultimately gets legs and gets exposed in a way where the American people go, wow, this guy was the victim?
Has to. You know, Trump could do it today. He could put out that whole thing today. All the FISA warrants, all the justification for those warrants that we now know are bogus. And he can do it today. But I understand. My sources tell me, remember, we run a news agency on BillO'Reilly.com. So I'm still involved in reporting and analyzing the news, Scott. But my sources tell me that the Trump people are holding it back. Because if Mueller does something they believe is untoward, they'll drop it then. So they basically believe a bulwark against Mueller. They don't want to publicize now. They want to wait for Mueller to make the first move. Very high-powered chess game.
Do you think there's a risk at any point of the American public getting fatigue on all this? I liken it to the Iraq War. I mean, I myself go back and remember at the time talking to so many members of the military that were on the front lines that said, look, we need to be here. And if we're not here, we're fighting them here so we don't have to fight them there. These were, and that wasn't Donald Rumsfeld. That was people that were doing it. But the American people just got tired of it, and it became a bit of a political anchor. Does the same thing about all of this, whether he's right or whether he's wrong, do the folks, as you would say, do the folks get worn out by it all and you know, lose a little bit of their affinity for Donald Trump?
I think that the people are already tired of the Mueller investigation and Russian collusion. I think also that the majority of Americans understand the shakedown that was in place with two women. They got it. All right. Now, cable news ratings are tottering. So people are going away from them. Because you don't really get information anymore. It's two networks hate Trump, one network likes him. That's what you're going to get 24/7. Few variations, but not many. So people are going away from that. Newspaper industry is, you know, about to disappear. People are going away from that. They still want to know if Donald Trump is going to be a viable candidate. That's where the news cycle is now. Okay, is he going to be able to run effectively for re-election, or are the Democrats going to overwhelm him with all of this stuff? That's the drama. So people still following that, but as far as the actual Russian collusion, everybody's come to the conclusion there wasn't any, and this is all a bunch of bull.
What could Donald Trump do better to improve his political fortunes going forward, either in getting things passed on his agenda or just battling what he's battling in the way of the swamp and the left in America? What could he do better? What would your advice be to him?
Well, my advice is simple. Eliminate as much chaos as you can in your own sphere. So it doesn't help when you're changing chiefs of staff. It doesn't help, you know, when you're calling a former Secretary of State a moron. None of that helps. So try to settle things down on your front. And then be reasonable in the legislative process and present a very credible face that you're leading the nation in an effective way. Trump gets bogged down a lot of stuff that he doesn't have to, he can just ignore. Just shake it, you know. What does he care about what Rex Tillerson says about him? Who cares? So that's what my advice would be. Try to tamp down the chaos. There's far too much of that, and present a very credible face to the public.
How will history judge Donald J. Trump? I mean, if you had to guess right now, will it be more success than failure?
It's impossible to say because the historians do not rate presidents on economics. So Trump's strong suit is economics, but he's got to watch the stock market. that goes over the cliff, then the economy will follow. You got to watch that. But even if he, if the economy stays vibrant, historians don't evaluate presidents on that. So, you know, you can't give him a grade historically now because so many things are still in flux. If he delivers a very good trade agreement with China, that will be a tremendous accomplishment. If he's able to stem the illegal alien chaos, that will be a tremendous accomplishment. But those things are still in play.
Always enjoy our conversations with Bill Riley. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Bill's take on the news today. What's happening. You mentioned the cable news and how it's down, the newspaper's about down, just on how people get their information and how they get news and what's going to happen to that, because there has to be a dramatic change. I mean, there is a bias that's as corrupt as anything in this country right now. What do you do about it? How do you fix it? Well, ask Bill O'Reilly. BillO'Reilly.com, great resource. More after this. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From PetroServe USA Valley City for Pizza Corner Pizza today, giving you a chance to win a weekend ice fishing trip for two to Devil's Lake. Fish with Outdoor Bound TV till 6 today. Free samples, exit 292 I-94. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza. Hope you come and see us today at Petroserve USA in Valley City. Lots of free giveaways as well. Say, you're looking for a Christmas gift idea? I could think of nothing better than a $100 meat bundle from Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Schweitzer's is in Bismarck, right in front of Dan's Supermarket, Runnings, right there off South Washington Street. $100 meat bundles. There's four to choose from. They have gift cards. You can order your USDA prime rib roast for Christmas dinner, and they'll even season and inject it for you. And, of course, these are the folks that are selling North Dakota raised beef because they have that access to corn-fed, grass-fed, natural-raised beef. So stop by the butcher shop. Tell them Scott sent you at Schweitzer's. Bill O'Reilly is with us. He is a best-selling author. The current bestseller is Killing the SS. Get it, folks. Make BillO'Reilly.com a bookmark for you. These books are great Christmas gifts, too. If I go to BillO'Reilly.com, do you, like, sign the books, too, if I wanted to get Killing Lincoln?
Yeah,
or
we have all of that, the No Spin Elves. We have a big store there. And what is a really efficient gift, and you can give this along with the meat packet. You know, you get the meat packet, and then you give a gift certificate for premium membership on BillO'Reilly.com. So it'll be healthy in mind and body, Scott. And
there you go.
If you really like them, you give them a signed copy of Killing the SS, and you'll be their best friend forever.
We've just made everybody's Christmas shopping
That's
easier.
That's right.
What a fabulous idea there. And a premium membership gets you what?
You get analysis every night by me, a half an hour of it. You get all kinds of exclusive interviews that we do just for premium members, and big discounts on all our stuff.
I miss you a great deal in the arena. Now, I realize you're not gone. I can go to BillO'Reilly.com, but I'm a dinosaur, right? I'm a creature of habit. So
no,
to
a
me,
lot of people like that. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
To me, okay, the clock turns, boom, where's Bill? Do you miss it as much as we miss you?
No. No, because the corporate intrusion, once the management changed at FNC, was something that I really didn't want to deal with. And now I run my own news operation. When you do commentary like I do, and you do too to a certain extent, Scott, on the radio, can't have somebody walking into your office saying, look, you don't say this, you do say that. You can't. Now, I'm not saying they do that at Fox. I'm not. I had a great run there, and it's still a very strong brand. But there is a sense now in the media markets that everything has changed, that Americans are getting their information from many, many different sources, and that the old glory days, I was in the business 45 years, okay, are gone. And I think there's some truth to that.
So, Roger Ailes, rest his soul, and Bill Shine were two pretty important people at Fox News. Both are gone. Bill Shine now works for President Trump, and Roger Ailes obviously was fired in that whole scandal with Gretchen Carlson since passed away. Is the new operation more susceptible to the more liberal Murdochs? So you don't have Roger Ailes and Rupert kind of running the show, and now you got the kids kind of running the show, and their influence is everywhere. Is that what's going on?
I don't know. All I can tell you is that one of the big mistakes that the media made about Fox News was that Ailes did not command you to be conservative. He never, ever did that to me or anybody that I know. He wanted a successful program. He wanted high ratings. Why? Because his bonus money was tied into high ratings. It was economics. And that's, you know, this, like, jihad of the liberal media that Fox is this or that, it didn't exist when I was there. Now, if Ailes felt that you were being unfair, okay, then you would have to deal with him. I never did, but others had to. But he never put out memos or in his meetings with the staff, say, you got to be conservative, you got to do. In fact, he didn't want Trump to be nominated. He didn't think Trump was the best Republican in the field. So, I mean, all of these lies that you hear spread by the left-wing media You just have to discount them. But I don't know what's happening there now. I talk to people. Some like it, some don't. That's any media operation.
Yeah. As a viewer, I don't as much. It just has become sort of less important, and that's unfortunate. Here's what I'm most curious about your thoughts on, related to how people consume news, how they get information and then trust it. It seems to me it's a disaster right now. I mean, it's an absolute disaster. I think it's a business opportunity. Shouldn't media be about not, you know, telling you what to think or shaping the opinion, but just say, that's black and that's white, you decide? I mean, where is that?
Well, you have to look at the audience. Under 50, Americans don't watch or read the newspapers. Okay, they don't watch TV news. They don't read the news. They're gone. And they get Google News, YouTube News, whatever news, AOL, I don't know. That's where they get it, in small snippets that are never checked out. So under 50, forget it. The demographic, 25 to 54, which Madison Avenue in New York, where I live, used to be, oh, you got to deliver, that's gone in the news industry. The average age watching cable news is about 67, 68 years old now. So we live in a fragmented society. People like you, who are creatures of habit, who want to sit down at 7 Central Time and watch The Factor, okay. They still exist, but they're fewer in numbers and older. The real crisis in the media is honesty. So you've got 90% of the national media basically doing everything it can to destroy the president. They don't care about the truth. They won't even run stories that are flattering to him. They want him out. Americans, even liberal Americans, know that. They know they're not getting the truth, or nobody's even looking for the truth. And that's a big departure from what used to be.
It really, really is. And maybe that lack of honesty will catch up to him at some point. I do say this about Donald Trump. No president's done a better job of taking it on. Most Republicans complain about it because it's true, but they don't do anything about it. He's at least done a lot to destroy their credibility. What comes out of that is going to be fascinating to watch, and I know you're going to be a very important part of it. Bill, really appreciate the time. Love chatting politics with you. Love your books. Just had a listener text, the SS books is the only books that I read, and I know this series has been unbelievable. Combined 350 weeks on the New York Times bestseller, so just really amazing, all the bestseller lists that it's been on, and it's the most successful nonfiction series of all time, the SS series, so great Christmas gifts, and remember BillO'Reilly.com too. Thanks, we appreciate it, Bill.
All right, Scott, Merry Christmas to you and everybody in North Dakota. Thank you for having me.
Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. Take a break, back with more PetroServe USA, hanging out with our friends from Pizza Corner today in Valley City.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. December is the month of giving, and we want to give you an opportunity to win one of several prizes to be given away in celebration of the fresh new look of Pizza Corner Pizza. Enter to win a weekend ice fishing trip to Devil's Lake, an Otter ice shelter, and lots more courtesy of our friends at Outdoor Bound TV. Simply register by going online to PizzaCornerPizza.com. Give it as a really nice present, or just give it to yourself and have the happiest Christmas ever. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Do they want to keep the government open, or do they want to keep the borders open?
With a partial government shutdown looming again, top congressional Democratic leaders are to meet with President Trump at the White House at this hour. Senior counsel Kellyanne Conway saying the president's demand for billions of dollars to build a massive border wall will be the primary topic.
Border security is national security. The president's first and primary duty is to keep the American citizenry safe, and he's trying to do that here.
Ex-New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's name is coming up again as a potential candidate to replace John Kelly as White House Chief of Staff. Murdered Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, victims of the Capital Gazette shooting in Maryland, a Filipino journalist, and some jailed journalists are collectively named the Time Magazine Persons of the Year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your mind? We're live in Valley City today. Shane in Valley City was waiting to get on earlier, and I totally forgot about it. My bad. I know Todd really feels bad for me when I say this, but when I'm on the road, I have one computer screen. When I'm in the studio, yeah. I have like five, right?
Wow.
So I'm looking at everything that's happening, and but now I got a tab, and the whole tab thing doesn't, yeah. So, Todd, you're like, oh, give me a break. These are first-world problems is what these are.
Exactly.
When you say you don't have enough computer screens. But anyway, Shane, my bad. Give me a call back. We'll get you on right away. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550 is our local telephone number to find out what's in your mind. Fun conversation with Bill O'Reilly and Senator Hovind earlier. And Troy Kuhn's talking a little egg. So whatever's on your mind, lay it on me here at PetroServe USA. Valley City location, exit 292, where we today are chatting with our good friend Matt, the Pizza Corner Pizza Guy.
Hey, Mr. Scott.
How many hundreds of slices have gone out? Wow.
We've sent some out the door. You know, it was kind of fun. I had a couple folks that just actually came down. There was three of them. And guess what the talk of the office was?
What's that?
Yeah, Pizza Corner Pizza.
Is that right?
So they found out that I was going to be down here, and they just made the little hop, skip, and jump down from their work location, and they said, hey, we came down here specifically for the pizza, so we want to grab a little slice. They loved it. Served up a little chicken bacon ranch to them. Hey, that chicken bacon ranch is really good. I don't
Whoa.
Know. Have you tried that one yet, Scott?
I have.
Have you?
I have.
Okay.
When you were gracious enough to stop by the studios and serve up some. But
oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was very, very good.
Yeah, I like that one. That one's got a little bit of buffalo to it.
I don't think anybody on the planet makes a better taco pizza than you guys do.
Yeah, that taco is dynamite.
Yeah, that's really good. Really, really, really good. And even just, I'm a pepperoni guy.
Okay, yeah. Straight up pepperoni.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of my deal, and I love it. The crust right now is, you're crushing it on the crust, just so you know.
You know, that's one of the things that, you know, we really have worked hard on. Man alive, I'll tell you, like I said, we've heard from a lot of people over the last 2 years, and the crust is, for a lot of people, the crust is the number one thing with a pizza. And I know you love that. I'm a crust guy, too. So you got to get just the right amount of crisp, but yet softness and a little chewiness. And I really feel we've nailed it. We've got that down. The crust is back. It is terrific. And you come and try that Pizza Corner Pizza in the new packaging. And honestly, Scott, that packaging does make a big difference. Because with the crust, instead of being so compact and crushed and squeezed together from that vacuum seal, now with the new Pizza Corner Pizza packaging, it just allows it to breathe a little bit more. And it's a little bit more of a softer crust. Almost a little bit more flaky. So give it a shot for yourself. Try it, and you'll see the difference.
How you make it and what you put it in, the packaging,
yep,
are new and different.
Yep.
than the Valley City
exactly
plant days. But otherwise, the recipes, the taste, the crust, all of that's the same.
Yeah, right? It really is. Yep, it's all the same. The process and how it's made, exactly right. You know, the handmade way of how Valley City did it back in, you know, the 1980s and 90s, that was definitely fantastic. But now there's such a demand for Pizza Corner Pizza that we had to obviously move the production to Maple Lake, Minnesota for our Bernatello's plant there just because we got to put out so many Pizza Corner pizzas. And yeah, it's great. I think you're definitely going to enjoy this product, but we want to invite you to come on down and see for yourself. Get a sample today here at PetroServe USA in Valley City, right off the interstate. If you're driving by on the interstate, stop by, have lunch on me today. We'll take care of you with some pizza.
Till 6 tonight, Matt will be here, so come ask him tough questions.
Yeah, I'm here. We'd love to have a conversation with you.
If you've heard any of the conspiracy theories about the sauce changing or any of these other things that, oh no, the pepperonis aren't on top anymore. They're below the cheese. Yeah, that whole thing. More first world problems.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Any of those, you've heard those controversies, come talk to Matt. He'll explain why.
Yeah, there's a rhyme or reason for all the things that have happened, so we'd love to have a conversation with you. We've got some trinkets, some bottle openers, some screen cleaners, dollar off coupons too, the price you can't beat. 2 for $10 all month here at PetroServe, but I've got a dollar off coupon today for you, so 2 for $9, stock up today.
Till 6, stop on by if you're cruising. 292 is the exit off I-94 in Valley City. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Chat with you later. Okay, Shane, let me get to you. And apologize that it took so long to get to you, but welcome to What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for asking me to call back. First of all, the reception's okay. Don't worry about the Mr. Bluetooth guy. We can hear you fine. I'm right here in Valley City. Thanks for coming out here. Appreciate you getting out of Fargo and coming out here where other folks live. Do you know there's a Valley City State University right here?
I do, indeed. Absolutely.
Yes, okay, yes, because you happen to make a comment about there's only one college in the state, or one.
Yeah, so. See, that was a little joke, Shane. That was a little.
I know.
Very little.
It was a tweak for my NDSU friends who think they invented football, number one, and have the best college ever. So I've just got to remind them there's another
tiniest joke ever invented.
Our north, so yeah. Anyway, yes, I am aware.
Yeah,
Valley
I just
City
wanted
state.
To let you know I had written on your Facebook page some comments before about the editorial page of the newspaper here in town. So I'm glad to see they let you actually in the city here. That's good.
Yeah. No, I've they were, as I remember, were writing some rather nasty nasty things, right? It wasn't just your kind of stock opinion stuff that you find.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty, right?
Yeah. Anti-Trump, anti-Kavanaugh, pro-Heidkamp.
How'd that work out?
Actually, weirdly enough, in the city right here, Heidkamp got 17 more votes than Kramer did. But in the county, I believe Kramer won. But in the city itself, probably has to do there was a college in town. Maybe that's a...
My college people always
vote Democrat.
But my point is, their advocacy did not... create a win for their candidate. Donald Trump is still president, and Kavanaugh's sitting on the Supreme Court, so they're 0-for-3. Yes. This is why the relevance of that kind of and again I advocating one way or another is fine, and I just think there's small town newspapers. Tony Bender has some newspapers in really small towns. Ashley is a good example. And Wishick. Communities that are overwhelmingly pro-Trump, and this guy's a couple bubbles around the Lenin level of the left, right? And it's just that's fine. It's America. You can do whatever you want, but I don't think it's very smart in trying to serve an audience, right? I mean, who reads that day in and day out? Give me something that challenges me a little bit rather than the drivel we get from turning on our TV. That's my thought on newspapers and how they ought to shake it up. They're going the way of the dinosaur,
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to thank you also for being on the radio program. I'm new here. I moved here in August. I retired, so I'm out here now because my daughter's out here. It was nice to hear you on the radio when I got here. It was a breath of fresh air, kind of say. You're pro-veteran. You're pro-military. You talk about farm stuff. I was in a different state altogether, and here you've got stuff like agriculture stuff on a radio. This is so cool. It's it's like a different world almost. So I appreciate that. I did get a little upset when I was on hold because I don't know if you heard or not, but John Boehner's got an advertisement on your radio program. He's for selling dope. He's for growing dope. And you and I were both for, I made homemade signs, no on three. And I'm in my car,
is that
window,
that
my
deal,
house.
Is that deal where you invest in it, Todd? Yeah, and so
I don't know the whole nuts and bolts of it, but yeah, I believe that's what he's referring to.
You must know somebody that, you know, well, whatever. They hired him as an endorsement guy, and he's talking it up. So I think it's more like, okay, this, is it pro-marijuana? Yeah, of course, because, you know, but I think what it is recognizing that there are going to be a lot of places that this is going to be legal, so this would be a good place to invest your money. I think it's more, I think it's more that than it is, you know, rah-rah. Marijuana, but I take your point, Shane, no doubt about it. Hey, call again. I enjoyed chatting with you and appreciate the call very much. Let's go to Northwest Minnesota and talk about the wall. Is that what you'd like to talk about, the wall?
Yes. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you.
You know, back in the day, there was a star in Bethlehem. Well, on the radio, we got 1,100, and you're all stars over there.
Well, we appreciate that very much. You're listening on the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley, which does cruise into northwest Minnesota. And, of course, K-Fire 550, 1090, where the volume was a little low earlier today, but we got that fixed. And KLTC, or the apps, we just appreciate the fact that you're listening. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you for Minnesota not having a wall. Also, we can get your message.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, you remember when President Obama went in and we had to extend the unemployment? Because, you know, all that money went right back into the economy. What would the money from the wall do? Where would that go, to China?
You're saying if we didn't build the wall, where would we invest the, you know, where would it go?
No, if we do build a wall, you know, there's going to be a lot of jobs. There's going to be a lot of trucks running up and down the road. There's going to be a lot of fuel tax, a lot of concrete built, a lot of wire, a lot of metal spent. And that's all going to be American, the way it sounds. We're not going to import all that stuff. So we're helping our country make money. Infrastructure.
That's another very good point. And, the deal is, as we talked with Senator Hoeven earlier, there's just a group of people that they're not going to let Donald Trump win on the wall, period. They don't care if somebody said, okay, we live if we build the wall, we die if we don't. I don't care. Donald Trump will win. I'll just die. That's fine. I'll be done. I mean, that's what the left has become.
Let the loonies leave before we build the wall.
Let the loonies leave?
Leave before we build the wall. So make sure everybody gets out.
Oh, I see. You want them on the other side of the wall before we build it. Yeah. But,
yes.
You know, I think your idea on the infrastructure thing, great point. Great point. make it part of the, you know, it is infrastructure, and a lot of people will win. And compared to extending unemployment and how that came back, that's a good point. Not to mention.
Love job.
We're not extending unemployment now, are we? No, lowering.
No.
We are lowering the amount of people unemployed all the time. That's the way to run an economy. Very good point. Must be in the woods of northwest Minnesota with all that wisdom. John in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, home of my birthplace. Just so you know, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Yes, indeedy duty. I love Sioux Falls. What's on your mind, John?
You know, I was listening to your interview with Bill O'Reilly, and he was talking about people getting tired. I'm tired of Trump not shutting this investigation down. They've transformed it into something that is not even close to the rule of law. They're not even investigating what they said they were going to start in. So that right there gives him the chance to shut it down and say, hey, they're not investigating collusion anymore. We're done. Move on. The Democrats are going to throw a fit no matter what he does, and the people that supported him are going to support him even stronger because he's sticking his foot up somebody's butt.
Very interesting, John. I know that Donald Trump probably agrees with you. Others around him, maybe not so. Let's talk about that. More when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include an absolute auction, a 3,400-acre ranch in Sioux County, North Dakota, on the South Dakota-North Dakota border. This 3,400-acre ranch has cropland, pasture land, and hunting land. It'll be sold absolute on December 11th in Lemon, South Dakota. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view this auction and many more at Piper's.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We wanted to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Jamestown Ryland Theater at 7:30 Tuesday, December 18th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Hubel's Family Marketplace and Medora.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I love it. Back on What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, on your radio today, live at PetroServe USA, exit 292, Valley City. Oh, it's Rory. I can't hear with my headphones on, sorry. Does that look okay? I thought it was Roy. No, I added the little R in there. Does it work?
Yeah, I think you're good.
Signing a book, Grassroots, Common Sense Action Agenda for America for our fine listeners here at PetroServe USA today. They got pizza in one hand and my book in the other. It's kind of fun. If you'd like one, stop on by. There's all kinds of frisbees and can coolies and pizza cutters and lots of fun as well. Also want to tell you that today's safety training spotlight brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit and workforce safety and insurance. WSI is hosting a webinar entitled Return to Work and a designated medical program as well. Return to Work and designated medical provider is what I'm trying to say. And the training covers the return to work program, how to implement a return to work program, what to do once an injury occurs, training requirements. So somebody gets hurt on the job, you want them back as soon as possible. This helps you have a program in-house that gets them back as soon as possible. So the program, the next training is tomorrow at 9 a.m. To register, go to workforcesafety.com, workforcesafety.com. Training requirements, all of that covered, workforcesafety.com. Don't forget, January, I'm doing the CPR, AED, and first aid training as well, so you can join me on that. So just check those out at ndsc.org as well. So to finish on the caller's point from before, and he didn't stick around, but his point was, you know, Trump ought to get tough on a illegal investigation and shut it down. Could he do that? Yeah. Bill O'Reilly and I were talking about that earlier. But what did Bill O'Reilly also say? Bill O'Reilly also said that in order to survive, that Trump needs to eliminate as much of the chaos in his own sphere as he can. So clearly he's making a calculation at this point. Look, to stop it before the result is out is fine. To put, you know, I can do this at any time. It would be politically dumb, I believe, to shut it down now. But I think you point out the flaws and do that once the results of all this come out. That's I think, the better play to the caller's point. Caller hung up, but that'd be my two cents on that. Highway 85 from Amadon to Bowman is extremely slick. Freezing rain, then sleet, fishtailing anytime we give it any acceleration. So be careful there, folks. Another texter says, Scott, do you believe God has President Trump in his hands to save America? If so, why are you worried? They have thrown so many false accusations at our president. Why would this be any different? Pray and believe in the Almighty God's power, says the texter. First of all, great advice on any worry. Worry is almost, I'm not going to say almost, it's a sin. If you look at it, in the sense of what the Bible's saying, hey, I'm in charge, right? If I feed the birds, if they have food, you don't think I'm going to take care of you, right? So that's what he's saying, don't worry. So absolutely 100% right. I guess concerned. I'll change it to concerned a little bit, but I also believe there is something going on beyond our realm of understanding related to Donald Trump and how he won against all odds and how he continues to win against all odds, that you are right, deserves a sense of calm and trust in a higher power. I'll give you that and appreciate the advice. Thank you very much. Matt, the Pizza Corner guy's here from Pizza Corner, PetroServe USA, exit 292 today. This has been so fun.
Oh, man, it's been great. Just having a little conversation with Rory over here, chatting it up a little bit. He's got a little Facebook page that's talking a little Pizza Corner, so we're giving him a sample. And, you know, that's what we want to do. We want to come out here and let folks at least give it a shot, try the Pizza Corner pizza. We do have the new packaging. There's been, you know, a lot of talk, a lot of concern of what's been happening with the new packaging. But, folks, come on out and give it a shot. Just try it, sample it. Let's have a little conversation out here and hey, if we have to agree to disagree, by all means. That's the great part about the country that we live in, is that we can all have our own opinion, but at least try it and then let your opinion be known.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, this is what's on your mind, so if the changes that sometimes come in life when you don't want them to change, like it's made here, now it's made there, and it was North Dakota, and now it's Minnesota, North Dakota, which is pretty much the same thing, isn't
yeah.
it? I mean, we're, you know, it's...
Yeah.
It's a Midwestern pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, the one thing that we really want folks to know, Scott, is just that we care. You know, like Bernatello's, we bought Pizza Corner 2 years ago, and we're not just throwing this brand off to the side. We're not just just, you know, looking at it as one of our small brands and we don't care. We do. We too care a lot. We want the pizza to taste great. We want our product to be the best, the freshest, the greatest product that it can be. And so we've made a lot of improvements over the last couple of years, and that's why we're here. That's why I'm here. Man, I'll tell you what, all of last week, giving away samples. All of this week, I'm giving away samples. And so come on out. Let's chat it up. Have some fun together. And we've got some dollar off coupons. The price is right. I mean, 2 for $10 this month at PetroSurf. Can't go wrong there. So that dollar off will give you a 2 for $9 price tag. Dollar off coupons, trinkets like bottle openers and frisbees and stuff. So come on down and see me at the PetroSurf right off of the interstate in Valley City.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
That's Matt, the Pizza Corner guy. Dean and Bismarck, let's get you in here quick before we go. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I just got a little story to tell you something. The other day, I was sitting up here by the interstate where you come off the interstate, and there's always some people sitting there begging for money. And this guy had been up there quite a bit. Well, anyway, he was standing there, and he was holding up his sign that says, helpless, need money, and the whole story. He was walking in front of about 3 or 4 vehicles and waving it to them, and nobody would give him any money, and he takes his sign and throws it down on the ground, walks over, and kicks a snowball.
Holy buckets. Dean, hold on. I want more of that story tomorrow.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juben. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
CannabisRadio.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.